talk to.
Fuel trucks and rules and regulations?
That's all minimum standards.
Can we get into the number of fuel trucks, or is that minimum standards?
That's minimum standards.
Okay.
Right here in minimum standards, and that's, I was sitting here thinking the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we did make some minimum standards decisions in the rules and regulations when we said, you know, freelance instructors and mechanics don't need county approval to operate at the airport. So that was kind of a minimum standards decision, but.
I am a little bit confused about these first two paragraphs and the applicability in this letter. The last sentence of the first paragraph says, for the purposes of this provision, engaging in a new use or activity shall include any and all operations the entity has not previously engaged in, regardless of whether the activity is currently permitted under its existing lease. But then it goes on to say these minimum standards do not supersede any agreement properly executed prior to the day of announcement.
And
is that agreement include the lease?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would include a lease. And we wrote this when we thought that we were going to be able to grandfather people. And so the things are still kind of written that way. You know, the FAA didn't have a problem with the way this was written, so I didn't try to make any big changes to it based on what they told us yesterday. But so I think it does work, so that we can apply it uniformly to everybody. I don't see anything in here that affects the leases.
I'm not sure that I agree with that last statement, Jim. And I don't know that I'm in a position tonight to sit here with the reflection that this is going to have on the minimum standards and what we've done up to this point. This is certainly changes several issues. And I'm very concerned with it.
Is it an individual lease question with your lease?
Yes.
Or is it an overall overall
that's,
policy?
That's my knowledge base. It what I've agreed to in my lease and what was agreed to me in my lease. So, and I'm not going to get into the particulars. It's not for this meeting. But there is significant issues that I'm looking at this, I got to go back and read my lease and go back and look at what we've done up to this point. I don't know how I can engage in further comments on the minimum standards where we sit here tonight with this letter.
Well, let me ask you this, Jim. With what the FAA recommends here in this letter, will that change what we have right now in paragraph 1.2.1 and 1.2.2? I'm not seeing where it works.
The only thing that I would recommend changing is 1.2.1 is to make it say these minimum standards shall apply to any agreement instead of any new agreement. And then that would make everything else comply with what the FAA told us.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's not just the one guy that we talked to yesterday. I mean, it's written in all the FAA documents, the advisory circular, the compliance handbook. You know, that's all pretty consistent as far as who it applies to.